Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and the creator of the Celestial Timings. And this is a look at the Moon-Pluto occultations that are taking place. There's a series of them happening right now. This began April of 2012 and lasts until August of 2013. And just briefly to re-describe and sort of remind you of what a moon occultation is, and to get a more in-depth explanation, please listen to the audio on moon occultations. But basically what's happening is that there's a precise alignment between the Earth, the moon, and a planet or a star, depending on what's being occulted. And this alignment, similar to an eclipse, actually, when the moon comes between the Earth and the sun, we have a solar eclipse that takes place. So the moon is, in essence, occulting the sun. But that's not what we call it. We call it an eclipse. Occultations are acceleration of energy. And interestingly, with these moon occultations, there's 19 of them that are happening over Pluto. Of course, we can't see Pluto. Pluto's so far away. But if we could see Pluto, it would be seen as being occulted by the moon. And the moon is a transmitter. So it's creating a portal, a doorway, an opening, an alignment with Pluto, the moon, and the Earth. So the moon becomes the transmitter, transmitting the mysteries directly to Earth from Pluto. And interestingly, Pluto is the planetary energy, or, well, I guess Pluto's been demoted from being a planet based on what astronomers are describing it as, but it is an archetypal energy that has the most to do with the occult mysteries. What's hidden? What are the symbols and myths and the mysteries that are only offered or taught to those who are initiated into certain specific mysteries, the occult mysteries, the hidden mysteries. And what's interesting about this, and I mentioned this also in the other audio that I did, is that the occult mysteries are what's beyond this reality, ultimately. It's what is in the place of the realm of magic and mystery. It's in the realm of the right brain. It's in the realm of non-linear reality. It's in a realm that is beyond logic and reason. It's beyond the ability of the conscious mind to fully grasp. And so this is why these mysteries are taught to initiates, to know the ways and the workings of things that are beyond the middle world ordinary reality. Pluto operates in this realm. And so these moon occultations are amping up and activating these occult mysteries. One of the things we could say is this is the realm where magic and miracles are more likely to occur because we are open to them, not stuck in linear reality. So it's as if these alignments are intended to help support the experience of something that is extraordinary, that is beyond our ordinary experience. It's also about uncovering what's hidden, maybe the deepest fears that are holding us back, uncovering them, bringing them to light so they can be integrated when we face our fears and we really embrace the opportunity that the fears have for us. Oftentimes people find themselves becoming hugely empowered by that experience. So what's interesting is that moon occultations over Pluto are rare. They don't happen all that often. Basically, what I was able to find is that the last one that that astronomers are recognizing took place was in January of 1935. And the first one in this series began in April of this year. And then we had one on April 12th, May 9th, June 16th. There were two in July, one on July 3rd and July 30th of 2012, one on August 27th, 2012, and then September 23rd, October 20th, November 16th, and December 14th are the ones for 2012. And what's interesting about these moon occultations are they are happening between 7 and 9 degrees of Capricorn. And this is part of a bigger story that has been taking place with the Uranus-Pluto square, also a rare event, but that has the first two exact aspects of Uranus being in square to Pluto have happened in between 7 and 9 degrees of Aries and Capricorn. So it just suggests that there's something really significant about these moon occultations over Pluto happening in these degrees that are connected to the Uranus-Pluto square. That's also about an acceleration of change, revolutionary energy that is instigating deeper changes that have to do with the dissolution of the old structures, the old forms, and bringing in new innovative ways of doing things. But first, the breakdown of the old in order for the revolutionary energy to take us into new directions. Revolution for evolution is a way to describe Uranus. So these moon occultations, which are really bringing to light the hidden mysteries, the hidden pieces that may be holding us back, but also the hidden aspects of our greatest strengths and abilities, the things that we maybe have not been fully able to embrace because of fear, are also being brought to light and energized in these occultations. In 2013... there will be occultations every month up with two happening in the month of April and up to August. So the first one will be January 11th, then at 9 Capricorn, February 7th at 10 Capricorn, March 6th at 11 Capricorn, April 3rd at 11 Capricorn, and April 30th also at 11 Capricorn, because that's the month that Pluto is stationing retrograde, and so it's just going to hang out at the degree of 11 Capricorn. And what's really significant about this is anybody with planets, angles, or nodes between 9 degrees and 11 degrees of Capricorn, Cancer, Aries, or Libra will be on the front lines or really feeling the effects of not only the Pluto transit that they are in, but also these Pluto moon occultations. May 27th will be the next one at 10 degrees Capricorn. June 24th is also around 10 and a half Capricorn. And then July 21st and August 17th, the moon occultations are taking place around 9 degrees and different minutes of Capricorn. Again, if we think about how it's the coming together of, you know, these planets in their orbits, the orbits kind of representing the gears in a clock, or the gears in a great machine. We could say the great cosmic clock or the great cosmic machine. And with Pluto being so far out in its orbit and often not very close to the ecliptic at all, and way outside of the moon's orbit, or, you know, so that these occultations don't happen that often, and it's probably been a very long time since we've had a series of moon occultations over Pluto that have been so many of them. So it's just another piece that lets us know that these are truly remarkable times, that the universe is conspiring to help to accelerate in whatever way possible the changes that are needed for the old earth to die away, for the old forms and the things that have held us back and have not been supportive to the fullest, most empowered expression of the earth and of all of the life that lives here. So we have this moon occultation series over Pluto, also over Spica, and, you know, there's been other ones as well, and I will do some audios on that in the future to describe more about what that's about. So the best way to work with this energy is to tune in to the Moon-Pluto occultations. Ask what it is that you can connect in with, whatever fears maybe that you have. How can you transform them? How can you work with them? How can you turn them into opportunities rather than something that you're at the effect of or that holds you back or that keeps you from living the life that is yours to live and fulfilling the purpose that is yours to fulfill at this time?